It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather. And he who controls the weather will control the world.
The complexity of industrialized, militarized society is only exceeded by the level of utter decimation it has inflicted on our once thriving planet. The hydrocarbon fuel fantasy and the fossil fuel fiesta, as it has been called, is nearly at its end. The party is almost over. What can we do? Consider this quote from Dietrich Bonhoeffer. My thanks to Diane for bringing this quote to my attention. He said this: silence in the face of evil is itself evil. God will not hold us guiltless. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act. Something to consider. So many have brought such nuggets of wisdom to our attention. Another from Edmund Burke: all that is necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. We would do well to consider these simple but profound truths. Listen carefully and clearly to this excerpt from what is often referred to as the speech that got John Kennedy killed. Kennedy said this: if you are awaiting a finding of, quote, clear and present danger, then I can only say that the danger has never been more clear and its presence has never been more imminent. It requires a change in outlook, a change in tactics, a change in mission by the government, by the people, by every businessman or labor leader, and by every newspaper. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, and on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned. No rumor is printed. No secret is revealed. It conducts the Cold War, in short, with a wartime discipline no democracy would ever hope or wish to match. There is a very grave danger that an unannounced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. John F. Kennedy, 1961. That time is now. It has never left. It has only gotten worse. It has only metastasized. Question: does anyone rationally believe that any occupant of the White House since Kennedy has drawn such a line in the sand? No. Occupants of the White House since Kennedy are nothing more than convincing actors in the grand drama being scripted by the cancerous power structure that has metastasized into every imaginable arena. Those that run our so-called government are those that print the money, the central bankers. They control militaries, and thus they control countries, and they have long since been waging war against our own population in countless ways. The detonation of nuclear weapons in Nevada, the fallout from which was responsible for nearly 500,000 civilian deaths, our own population. The toxic vaccinations that are now being forced on our children in a growing number of states. Toxic fluoridated drinking water, chemical-laden GMO frankenfoods. And then there's the most aggressive overall assault of all, not just against populations, but against indeed the entire web of life, so-called climate engineering, aka weather warfare, geoengineering operations that are nothing short of, again, all-out weather and biological warfare. And for the record, the all-out assault against populations is getting very rapidly worse, not better. To all of those that are standing against the gathering storm, to those that are doing their best to face the full, unvarnished truth, and to share it with others, regardless of their resistance. To those that are dedicated to turning the tide of insanity that we find ourselves drowning in, my deepest gratitude to you. Let's continue to march forward in this all-important battle. On to the most critical breaking headlines in a moment. Short announcements. This is Dane Wigginton. You're listening to the Global Alert News Hour, episode number 183, February 9th, 2019. This commercial-free program is brought to you by geoengineeringwatch.org and paid for by geoengineeringwatch.org. This news hour is broadcast throughout Northern California, 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, and 105.7 FM, Saturday mornings from 6 to 7, and Sunday mornings also rebroadcast from 6 to 7. Global Alert News is rebroadcast as well on the East Coast by the PRN Radio Network, Wednesdays, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Recordings of this broadcast can be found at geoengineeringwatch.org under the recent top stories and radio sections. If you're aware of any radio stations that may be willing to pick up this commercial-free Global Alert News Hour, please let us know. We'll gladly provide the downloads of our broadcast to other stations for free. Our only goal, again, is to sound the alarm. If you're in the Redding Shasta County area, free geoengineeringwatch.org informational materials can be picked up from Orchard Nutrition. For those not in the Redding area, the latest Geoengineering Watch awareness-raising materials can be ordered from the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for our approximate cost of producing and shipping. The Jim Fair Group, G-E-M-F-A-I-R-E, are staunch ally in the fight to expose and halt climate engineering. The next Jim Fair event will be at Santa Barbara, California, February 15th through the 17th at the Earl Warren Showgrounds. The week after, Costa Mesa, California, February 22nd through the 24th at the OC Fair and Event Center. Del Mar, California, March 1st through March 3rd, the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Go to the Jim Fair site. Find out where these events are. You can get free geoengineeringwatch.org materials there. There's an informational booth that's set up. You can get into the event for free if you're there to pick up materials to help us sound the alarm. Just tell the Ticketmaster why you're there. If you're near these areas, please attend these events. Show your support. Get the materials you need to help us bring the climate engineering insanity to light and to a halt. Legal update. Geoengineeringwatch.org continues to work diligently behind the scenes on legal efforts that will help us to fully expose and halt the climate engineering insanity. We have multiple Freedom of Information Act requests, additional requests to be submitted that have been on hold due to the government shutdown. They're going in soon. Keep this in mind, that the current administration, even more than previous administrations, is doing their best to make it much more difficult to gain information from Freedom of Information Act requests. So much for transparency. Before headline reports, here's a vaccine dangers police state update. Oregon Governor Kate Brown is pushing to make the state the first to require universal home visits for newborn children. The bill was introduced last month and orders the Oregon Health Authority to, quote, study home visiting by licensed health care providers. The bill already has 18 sponsors who claim that the bill is necessary for the immediate preservation of the public peace, health, and safety, and therefore an emergency is declared to exist. Forced home visits to go along with the now forced, in some states, vaccinations, forced toxic vaccinations. Here's a toxic vaccination update. Thankfully, more are waking up to the dire dangers posed by the highly toxic elements contained in vaccinations. Here's a recent headline report from Arizona Capital Times and other sources. New bill mandates informed consent for childhood vaccinations. What a novel idea, isn't that? Would you agree, the report states, to immunize your child if you knew the vaccine had aluminum phosphate, bovine serum, and formaldehyde in it? What about human diploid fibroblast cell cultures, cultures of human fetal tissue? Senator Paul Boyer, Republican of Phoenix, wants to mandate in state law that you will be given an option of getting that information before you get injections. How simple is that? How simply rational is that? And yet we are forced to inject our children, and how many parents are going along with this? And it can only happen if people go along with it. It's not just those in power that we have to fear. It's a willfully blind and unjustly compliant population. That is the bigger part of the problem. The population must wake up. Again, back to the quote I gave at the beginning of this broadcast. All that is necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing, to look the other way. And how many so-called good people are doing exactly that? And to those who are not looking the other way, again, my deepest gratitude to you. Please carry on. Question, how long till the medical industrial complex and the power centers they work for manufacture severe blowbacks aimed at Senator Paul Boyer for daring to question the vaccine insanity? That's what the system does to anyone who dares to challenge it. But that can only happen if the population allows that to happen, if we stand by these people like Senator Boyer. It's our duty to do so. Our country has not only forced lethal vaccinations on our innocent children, we have forced them on innocent children in other countries. Africa, for one example, where vaccinated children are far more likely to die in the first months of their lives as compared to unvaccinated children. And Africa, where the Ebola virus bioweapon is again out of control, even as I speak. There is so much that the power structure-controlled so-called media keeps out of our view, out of the view of the U.S. population, which is now almost, unfortunately, completely in the dark. And unfortunately, far too many are all too happy to be shielded from reality. But we would do well to remember, ignoring reality will not save us from it. Let's get to a dose of reality. Renowned veteran and investigative journalist Chris Hedges has just published this new report. It has been posted by numerous sources. It's titled Goodbye to the Dollar. From the report, the inept and corrupt current occupant of the White House has unwittingly triggered the fatal blow to the American empire. The abandonment of the dollar as the world's principal reserve currency. Nations around the globe, especially in Europe, have lost confidence in the United States to act rationally, much less lead in issues of international finance, trade, diplomacy, and war. These nations are quietly dismantling the 7-decade-old alliance with the United States and building alternative systems of bilateral trade. This reconfiguration of the world's financial system will be fatal to the American empire. It will trigger an economic death spiral, including high inflation, which will necessitate a massive military contraction overseas and plunge the United States into a prolonged depression. The current occupant of the White House, rather than make America great again, has turned out unwittingly to be the empire's most aggressive grave digger. Continuing, the U.S. intervention in Venezuela, the potential trade war with China, the withdrawal from international climate accords, leaving the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, the INF, the paralysis in Washington and the disruptive government shutdown and increased hostilities with Iran bode ill for America. American foreign and financial policies hostage to the bizarre whims of stunned ideologues such as Mike Pompeo, John Bolton, and Elliot Abrams. This ensures more global chaos as well as increased efforts by nations around the globe to free themselves from the economic stranglehold the United States effectively set in place following World War II. It is only a question of when, not if, the dollar will be sidelined. Again, those are only excerpts. I recommend the whole report be examined, titled Goodbye to the Dollar. It can be searched online. In regard to the so-called State of the Union speech, the single most applicable word to describe it is frightening. Such a propagandistic pack of lies in one sitting with such arrogance is indeed difficult to digest. The circus of idiots in the audience are so-called elected officials are equally frightening. This includes all sides of the manufactured political fence. And the most alarming part of this so-called speech, aka completely scripted propaganda, was not what was said, but what was not mentioned. For example, this: the entire web of life is systematically collapsing, that the planet's life support systems are failing, and that, mathematically speaking, on the current course, none of us will be here in a matter of years, not decades. If you're willing to look past the power structure scripted political theater of the absurd, if you're willing to face the truth, if you're willing to stomach a solid dose of reality, stay with me through this broadcast, and then take the time to investigate each and every report I give. Our futures, our children's future, depend on what we do or what we don't do at this late hour. From numerous sources, this new headline report of Earth's rapidly changing life support systems. Here's the report title. Earth's magnetic North Pole is hurtling toward Russia. From the report, the North magnetic pole has been drifting so fast that it could be a problem for smartphones, maps, and navigation systems. Its swift pace towards Siberia in recent years at the rate of around 34 miles per year has forced scientists to update the world magnetic model used by civilian navigation systems, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, and the U.S. and British militaries. A year ahead of schedule, this had to be done. That's only an excerpt, but let's stop for a moment. How many consider the unbridled insanity that has been criminally carried out against our planet and its life support systems? Take the time to investigate such occurrences like Operation Starfish and Operation Fishbowl. This is the repeated detonations of nuclear bombs in our atmosphere. And what damage have the countless underground nuclear bomb detonations done to our host, planet Earth? And we're now being told we need to ramp up nuclear bomb production. That production is already underway. This is insanity, total insanity. And all this being done, more weapons of mass destruction while the biosphere is imploding around us by the day. Based on all science data relating to our planet and its unimaginably complex and synergistic life support systems, is it rational to consider that our formerly thriving planet, taken as a whole, is in itself a living organism? Has the planet had enough of what the human race, taken as a whole, has done to it? Are we not our own worst enemies? As the proverb goes, we have seen the enemy and he is us. And I'm not speaking to everyone. I know there are many, many people fighting against this insanity that is leading us to near-term planetary omnicide, and I'm very grateful for you. I'm simply asking those that are, as of yet, trying to convince themselves that nothing is wrong, that they have no part in the play, no responsibility to the whole, please don't continue down that road. Please look up, look around, investigate, and face reality. Only in doing so do we have any chance of changing course. What are desperate power structures doing as the biosphere implosion accelerates? They are preparing to subdue and control the populations they have long since betrayed. Consider this new report from RTTV and other sources. A new report that should also trigger alarm bells. Here's the report. Black Hawk military helicopters swarm Los Angeles in surprise urban warfare drill. From the report, dozens of Black Hawk helicopters descended on downtown Los Angeles Monday night while residents reported explosions and scrambled to find out if they were looking at a military invasion or a film shoot. The sinister flock of military helicopters hovered and zoomed through the high-rise canyons of downtown LA, accompanied by strange explosions and military maneuvers, and zero explanation from the authorities as to what was going on for what must have seemed like hours. There's more to this report, but I want to say this to our military brothers and sisters. Please consider what you're a part of. Consider that you are being trained to be used against your own countrymen. Is that what you signed up for? Is that what you took an oath for? Is that what you want? Blind obedience to a completely out of control power structure is not patriotism. It is tyranny. What part will you play as the walls close in? Do the right thing. Investigate the truth. Face the truth. Fulfill your oath to protect your fellow citizens from all threats, foreign and domestic. On that note, let's consider this 2,000-year-old warning from Cicero. A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. For the traitor appears not a traitor. He speaks in the accents familiar to his victims, and he appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of a city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to be feared. Something we must remember now more than ever. Moving on to the weather warfare being waged on innocent populations around the globe. Winter Storm Maya is the latest climate-engineered creation to be inflicted on the U.S. population. One theatrically named storm a week has been the pattern of late. So-called winter storms with warm sides to them. Freezing rain transition zones between the warm sides of the so-called winter storms and the cold sides. Radical weather whiplash scenarios from record cold to record warm and back again. And all the while, the paid liars in so many arenas of academia, the so-called experts, continue to cover the tracks of the climate engineers, reading their scripts, doing the bidding of their paymasters, All the while, the weathermakers continue to wage war on populations. On to more glaring examples of deceptions. From PhysOrg and other sources, this headline. Listen carefully. Passing aircraft wring extra snow and rain out of clouds. Listen carefully. What we're talking about here is chemical ice nucleation for weather modification, patented processes. I've already sent this report that I'm about to read to an academician that has recently joined us in this battle. And by the way, I'll take this moment to announce to other academicians, if you're listening and you're standing on the sidelines doing nothing, you're a part of the problem, please reach out as this honorable academician has, one that I've just shared the report I'm about to read with. He concurs completely with the conclusions of geoengineeringwatch.org that we are dealing with chemical ice nucleation for weather modification, and reports like the one I'm about to read are simply the efforts of paid liars in academia to cover up those climate engineering operations. So again, here's the headline. Passing aircraft bring extra snow and rain out of clouds. The report states this. Planes flying over, listen carefully, this is absurd. Planes flying over rain or snow can intensify the precipitation by as much as tenfold or 1,000%, according to a new study. The rain and snow bursts are not caused by emissions. They go to great length to make that point from the aircraft, but are the peculiar consequence of the aircraft's wings passing. The peculiar consequences of the wings. That's it. Magic. The report continues that this happens as the aircraft passes through clouds of supercooled water droplets and cloud layers above a layer of active rain or snow. Picture aircraft flying above a layer of round cloud or rain or snow, and somehow that magically makes the precipitation increase as much as 1,000%. And nobody ever knew until now. Imagine that. Report continues with this. The interesting thing, this is right from the report, it states this, quote, "The interesting thing about this feature is that it is caused by aircraft, but again, they state, it is not caused by pollution," as if trying to drive that point home, that there's nothing contaminating coming out of the aircraft. They're trying to convince us. This was said by the report's author. Yes. Isn't that interesting? It's also a complete lie. Lab tests have long since proven the same primary elements named in climate engineering patents are raining down in precipitation. Countless clips of film footage prove jet aircraft are spraying in our skies. Up-close photos prove there are retrofit nozzles mounted on the wing pylons of aircraft and aimed into the exhaust jet streams to make the spraying look like it is, quote, condensation, which it is not. So many in academia have sold out any semblance of honor to become tools of total disinformation for completely out-of-control power structures around the globe. It's not just our country. I'm going to state that. In spite of all the media theater that makes it appear our country is in an adversarial position with other superpowers, they are completely, all of them, China, Russia, U.S., are completely colluding and cooperating on the climate engineering operations. We have Senate documents to prove this has been the case. Search geoengineeringwatch.org massive Senate documents, an 800-page document that talks about specifically, and these are highlighted in our post, that normally adversarial countries will cooperate on the climate engineering operations because of the cross-border ramifications. Do some research if you care about your future or your children's future. Help us to sound the alarm. Here's a final excerpt from the report. The passing aircraft, I'm reading right from the report, the passing aircraft can drop the temperatures, listen carefully, below negative 40 degrees Celsius, which is also, in this case, about 40 degrees Fahrenheit negative, and instigate the formation of ice crystals. So let's stop there. There you have it from this report. Passing aircraft can magically increase snowfall rates by 10 times, fully 1,000%, while simultaneously radically lowering temperatures to negative 40 degrees. Yes, there are U.S. government patents for chemical ice nucleation processes. Yes, these same elements named in the patents are showing up in snow samples, but don't worry. The so-called scientists assure us that all of these processes magically happen on their own. Perhaps like the World Trade Center steel structure high-rise 47-story building, building number 7, fell to the ground at free-fall speed because of some furniture that was burning on the first floors. We're living in an asylum while swimming in a sea of lies. That's our reality. Moving on to one more example of engineered winter weather warfare. After this report, I'll cover what's really going on in the rest of the world. From multiple sources, this new report. UN says cold kills 29 children fleeing Syria fighting. 29 children, innocent children dead. Weather warfare is absolutely part of that equation. And when anyone looks at any occupant of the White House, the current one and former ones, who pretend to care about children, that is a blatant, glaring lie. How many innocents have been killed by occupants of the White House going back who knows how far? How many children did Obama kill with his completely illegal and out of control drone assassinations? What about Madeleine Albright? When she stated on the record that she thought it was okay that the U.S. sanctions against Iraq were directly responsible for 500,000 deaths of children. 500,000. How many Americans even know or care? Well, we have occupants of the White House with the arrogance and audacity to pretend that none of this is going on. And the criminal corporate media that won't speak of any of it. None of it. All should be held responsible. All should be put on trials in Nuremberg-type settings if the population would wake up. That is the only way we are going to have any chance of taking any leap in the right direction. The population must be willing to wake up. From Reuters and other sources, this alarming headline. Desperate Mongolians send children into countryside to escape choking winter smog. Mongolia has extended school winter holidays in the world's coldest capital, and many families have sent children to live with relatives in vast windswept grasslands to escape choking smog and respiratory disease such as pneumonia. Pneumonia is epidemic. I'm hearing from so many people from so many places that are having so many respiratory problems. And how could it not be so when every breath we take is laden with literally the tens of millions of tons of toxic climate engineering materials on top of pollution? That's on top of pollution. I'm not at all denying the endless sources of pollution. We're putting 100 million tons of CO2 in the atmosphere every day. We're going through 100 million barrels of oil every day going into the air. But climate engineering, in the case of particulate pollution, likely the single greatest causal factor of highly toxic particulate pollution. Now, moving past the cold, cold, cold headlines that U.S. media is doing their best to sensationalize to continue the confusion and division of the American population as to what is really happening around the globe. Getting past all of that, past those in our so-called government that would downplay this subject, a subject on which all of our immediate futures depend, and which climate engineering is making far worse, not better. And stopping for a moment on that note, what will it take? How severe does the weather whiplash have to be before Americans look up, wake up, and to those that are, again, I thank you, and thank you for helping us to sound the alarm, but many more need to wake up. What will it take? How severe does the weather whiplash have to get when we have record cold temperatures, and that's a very shallow layer of record or of cold air on the surface from climate engineering and chemical ice nucleation, but we have record colds whiplashing to record highs and then back to cold in a matter of days or less? What does it take? What does it take? And again, no matter what the weather is on parts of the U.S. continent, which is less than 1% of the globe's surface area, the whole lower 48, less than 1%. What does it take for Americans to realize that is not a snapshot from the whole world? Moving on, the Weather Channel paid liars are having an increasingly difficult time explaining away the completely engineered weather as being natural, because that's what their job is. And if you can watch the Weather Channel and you know anything about what's going on, their theater is very transparent. People with no conscience, none. If they want to sue me for stating that they are deceiving the American public, do so. If you think you can, and that will fully expose climate engineering. From the UK Guardian and other sources, yet more headlines acknowledging the unfolding runaway meltdown scenario. That's what we face. We don't face global warming. What we face is far worse. It's an abrupt climate collapse. Geoengineers doing their best to mask that from populations until the last possible moment, while at the very same time, by their very same activities, further fueling the process. Warming of oceans due to climate change is unstoppable, say U.S. scientists. Scientists said the consequences of warmer ocean temperatures would be felt for centuries to come, even if there were immediate efforts to cut carbon emissions, fueling changes in the oceans. Let's be clear, you could shut every human activity off right now. The momentum is already there. You cannot just turn it off. Here's some highlights from conditions that occurred in 2018. Alaska continued to experience record high temperatures. The spring breakup of Arctic ice came 20 to 30 days earlier than the 20th century average. More than 20 countries in Europe set new heat records, with Africa, Asia, and Australia also experiencing record heat. The east coast of North America, listen to this, because this correlates exactly with what I have stated on numerous broadcasts and for many years. From the report, the east coast of North America, this is verbatim quote from the report, east coast of North America was the only region to experience cooler than average conditions. Stop there for a moment. How many articles have I done? If you don't know about the engineered winter scenarios of climate engineering, go to geoengineeringwatch.org in the top toolbar and search and read the engineered winter section. What have we covered at geoengineeringwatch.org again and again and again? That the most anomalously less warm place in the entire planet is the eastern half of the US 48. Why? Why? For years. Because that's the most populated region of the US, and that's where the climate engineers are focusing much of their efforts to continue the confusion and division of the American population in regard to the true state of the climate, and it's happening right now. Winter Storm Lucien, it just passed. Winter Storm Maya, that's happening now. The theatrically named storms, this is not natural. It is not natural. It's not natural to have a warm and cold side to a winter storm. It's not natural to have an ice storm boundary in between the warm rain and the cooler surface temperatures, because the materials are reaching the surface before they set up. Chemically nucleating materials. These are patented processes. If you don't know what chemical ice nucleation is, please read about it. Read the patents. Look at the lab tests at geoengineeringwatch.org. This is science. Like the first aid kit you have that sits on your shelf for 20 years, you mix the chemicals together, you have ice instantly. That process is happening on a scale that can scarcely be imagined. So again, consider, if you think it's just luck that the country that has a military that's bigger than the next 10 militaries combined just happens to have the only place on the planet over recent years that has been less warm than anywhere else, it is not an accident. Moving on, seas will continue to warm for centuries, even if man-made greenhouse gas emissions were frozen at today's levels, say U.S. government scientists. Now, yet another new headline report on Earth's rapidly disintegrating ice deposits. And as geoengineeringwatch.org has stated since the creation of our site a decade ago, the frontline data is far worse than we have been told. Here's the headline. From PhysOrg and other sources, this new report, underwater forests threatened by future climate change. New study finds. Follow me through with this and I'll comment. Researchers at the University of Sydney and the Sydney Institute of Marine Science say they have found that climate change could lead to declines of underwater kelp forests through impacts on their microbiome. New research shows that these two processes can cause changes in the microbiome on the surface of large brown seaweed, leading to disease-like symptoms, blistering, bleaching, and eventually degradation of the kelp surface is impacting the species' ability to photosynthesize and potentially to survive. The report ends with this. This could impact kelp forests around the world. Could, may, might. What total deception. So again, as this new report states, quote, the warming seas could impact kelp forests around the world. Keeping that statement of cover-up and deception in mind, consider this headline from 2016 from many sources. Super warm seas wiped out an entire underwater forest, scientists report. Not could, may, might, did, years ago. And yet, news sources of, quote, science reports pretend it might happen someday. From that report, when the heat wave happened, all of those northern kelp forests, this is in Australia, were basically wiped out in a couple of months. And it's not like the kelp then came back afterward or recovered. Rather, the study reports that more tropical species of fish seized on the opportunity to colonize the warmer waters, including grazing fish that ate kelp as it started to regrow. As a result, the ecosystems sparked by one extreme event then underwent what scientists call a, quote, rapid climate-driven regime shift, from which it simply may not return unless the warming trend itself reverses, which is not going to happen. The planet, again, please look this up. Don't believe anything I state. The planet is warming right now at the thermal energy, the heat energy equivalent rate of 4 to 5 Hiroshima bombs per second. The heat energy in 4 to 5 Hiroshima bombs per second, 400,000 per day. That heat has gone into the oceans. And again, regarding heating, if you put an empty pan with a lid covering it in the fireplace, you turn the fire on underneath it, on the stove, the air inside that will heat up very dramatically, very quickly. If it's full of cold water, it takes a long time to heat up. That's what's happening. But that heat is now building. Can't just shut it off. About the kelp, let's stop there for a moment. And they say it could, may, might happen. To consider the report I just read makes clear the fact that the superheating seas are not, quote, going to decimate the extremely important kelp forest ecosystems. In fact, kelp forests have been dying and disappearing for decades. I got my scuba diving certification at age 14 in 1974. The kelp ecosystems that existed along the California coast and the Channel Islands at that time in the mid-70s is vastly diminished, as is the abundant life that once existed in those mystical and magnificent ecosystems. Diving in the once vast kelp forests, for me, felt like being a bird gliding silently through a dense tropical forest that extended up from the seafloor for 100 feet or more. My camouflage wetsuit made me far less alarming for the teeming, swirling schools of forager fish, which sometimes would circle around me and above me like an underwater tornado. If the forager fish school remained long enough, I was often witness to the predator fish darting in and out of this schooling forager fish. And above it all were the bright beams of glistening sunlight streaming down through the kelp canopy and the swaying stalks of kelp ascending up from the seafloor. What is the current state of these formerly spectacular, miraculous ecosystems? In so many cases, they are all but gone. My last diving excursion to the Channel Islands revealed in many locations that I was familiar with from decades earlier of diving. There was barren rock seafloors with excessive sea urchins covering the rocks. The thriving ecosystems had all but disappeared. And I will end with this. When the oceans die, we will die. We can't let that happen. Moving on. Now consider this new report from National Geographic and other sources. The last 5 years were the hottest ever on planet Earth. NASA and NOAA declare. From the report, the planet is warming up and there's no sign of stopping. The ever-increasing heat is also a challenge for humans and living creatures around the world. Heat waves from Europe to Australia wrought havoc on the planet this past year, breaking temperature records and fueling devastating wildfires. No mention of climate engineering, of course, which is criminal. Criminal of the journalists, criminal of those that draft these reports. The report continues. The European heat wave scientists discovered were about 5 times more likely because of human-induced climate change. The wildfires that racked the western U.S. were also intensified by climate change. Scientists have determined as heat and drought sucked water out of vegetation, leaving it dry and flammable as kindling. The forecast for the coming years points to more of the same. UK's Met Office predicts that 2019 will likely be even warmer than 2018. Again, criminal omission of the climate engineering factor. Desiccant particles, moisture-absorbing accreting particles. That's what climate engineering elements are. They're trying to lower atmospheric relative humidity. That is part of what climate engineers are trying to do on the fires. On a warming planet, you must have more overall relative humidity, not less. The atmosphere holds 7% more moisture for every degree C of warming. We are likely 3 degrees C warmer than baseline or more. Climate engineering is the single greatest disruptive factor in Earth's climate today, and that is not to negate anthropogenic climate change, not at all. And for those in the environmentalist community who refuse to acknowledge climate engineering, pretending it isn't happening, you are a huge part of the problem, a huge part. Tell the whole truth, not a half truth. And it's not just mainstream media that's not talking about climate engineering. It's also these so-called progressive, far-left environmentalist sources and sites They are not telling the truth, just as tenaciously avoiding the truth, just as deep in denial as those they accuse of the same. While the power structure controlled U.S. corporate media, paid liars, are trying to convince U.S. populations of how cold, cold, cold it is in the climate-engineered chemical ice-nucleated cool-down zones, what are we not being told about? Consider this new report from the Washington Post and numerous other sources. Quote, the southern hemisphere is scorching, unprecedented heat in Chile, Argentina, and Australia. From the report, it's summer in the southern hemisphere, and much like its northern counterpart 6 months before, it is baking. Some of the hottest weather in recorded history has scorched Chile. Not some of, it is record heat. Has scorched Chile, Argentina, and Australia in recent weeks. Among the hot weather milestones, quote, the highest nighttime low minimum temperature ever recorded on the planet in January. Highest ever nighttime, quote, low temperature in January. 97.7 degrees, almost 100 degrees, the nighttime low in Australia in January. The farthest south 90 degree temperature ever measured on Earth in southern Chile, 90 plus degrees. And that's, by the way, that location is 700 miles from Antarctica, 90 plus degrees. Australia's hottest January in recorded history. The highest temperature ever recorded on a coastal location in the southern hemisphere, 121.1 degrees. Port Augusta, Australia. We don't hear about any of this, do we? None. All we hear about is the cold, 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 the surface chemical ice nucleated cool downs, chemical nucleated snow full of surfactants. That's why it's so slippery compared to naturally nucleated snow. That's why it behaves so strangely and feels so strangely. Americans must look past their own doorstep, look past the weather whiplash, chemical nucleated cool downs, and look at the rest of the world. What's happening in the rest of the world? Another report, dry lightning has set Tasmania ablaze, a place that never burnt before with any significant frequency. Tasmania is ablaze, and climate change makes it more likely to happen again. That's the scheduled weather. That's what the climate engineers have planned, so they tell us that climate change is going to make all that worse, and climate change is real. It's dire. But climate engineering is even worse. The greatest and most immediate threat we face, short of nuclear cataclysm, is climate engineering. What is the greatest core cause of the epic global incinerations? Not climate change. Again, it's climate engineering. And as I stated, and I have to continue to state because people don't listen to what I am saying. This is not to deny anthropogenic climate change, not at all. We've been, again, horrible stewards of our planet. But in the case of the fires, geoengineering is the single greatest core causal factor, which is not being disclosed. Search the engineering wildfire section at geoengineeringwatch.org for more on that. Record-shattering droughts, fires, and also epic flooding is occurring. The entire climate system has been completely derailed. The planet looks like something from a science fiction movie. Our skies look like that. Our often featureless skies and filthy air. And again, pollution is a part of it. Climate engineering is also a massive part of it. Toxic climate engineering programs. So we have record-shattering droughts and fires and then record epic flooding in many of the same locations. This headline from the BrisbaneTimes.com.au, that's from Australia, and other sources. Floods, this is new. Floods kill up to 300,000 cattle, costing drought-ravaged farmers $300 million. Record drought, deadly drought, to record epic deadly flooding at the blink of an eye. From the report, the Australian Premier said she had witnessed, quote, a sea of dead cattle. She went on to say, people have gone through drought. They have come out years and years of drought, and now they have gone smack bang into a natural disaster, the likes of which no one out there has ever seen before. This is weather warfare. There is no other word for it. Climate engineering is not about the greater good. It's not about the good of the planet. It's about power and control. Hiding the damage already done to the planet from the population by doing yet more damage at the same time is not about the greater good. Moving on, back to the Northern Hemisphere, specifically the U.S. Despite the brief cold air attack via the polar vortex, climate engineering, which they won't admit to here, into the Midwest. Temperatures in the United States are already running several degrees high for 2019. How many people really understand that? We are higher than average. These weather whiplash cool downs are not a true reflection of what's going on. The warmer tendency is dominating in most places, and there's no sign of a let up in either hemisphere. Now, let me stop there for a moment. Where does the quote coming ice age and quote global warming is a hoax false narrative fit into this equation? Any such narrative should be tossed in the trash bin of total disinformation. For the record, Earth has officially just passed the 409th consecutive month of above normal global temperatures. Not only is Earth not cooling, it is heating at a rate unprecedented in all of Earth's history. We are free-falling into total planetary meltdown, a scenario that is most correctly termed as an abrupt climate collapse. And again, climate engineering, in the highly destructive and unimaginably toxic attempt to mask the meltdown, is actually further fueling the fire overall. Moving on. Another headline from multiple sources. A hole opens up under an Antarctic glacier big enough to fit two-thirds of Manhattan into. Scientists say from the report, if the Thwaites Glacier collapses, it could, and we have could, may, might again, it could trigger a catastrophic rise in global sea levels, flooding coastal cities around the world. Where's the could, may, or might? If the glacier collapses and goes into the ocean, that's what's going to happen. There's no could. From the report, this. Scientists have discovered an enormous void under an Antarctic glacier, sparking concern that the ice sheet is melting faster than anyone had realized. Exactly what we've said at geoengineeringwatch.org in the entire length of our existence. It's far worse than we've been told. The report continues. Spotlighting the dire threat posed by rising seas to coastal cities around the world, including New York City and Miami. On the same theme, also from multiple sources, this new headline report, quote, melting ice sheets may, there we have it again, could, may, might, may cause climate chaos according to a new modeling study. From the report, the weather these days is wild and will be wilder still within a century, in part because the water from melting ice sheets off Greenland and the Antarctic will cause extreme weather and unpredictable temperatures around the globe. A study published today in Nature is first to simulate the effects under current climate policies that the two melting ice sheets will have on ocean temperatures and circulation patterns, as well as on air temperatures by the year 2100. First, no mention of the havoc and chaos that climate engineering is wreaking on the planet as a whole. No mention at all. Next, on the current course, we won't be here in 2100, 2075, 2050, or likely most of us in 2025 if we remain in the current course, except for perhaps some of those hiding in underground facilities. What's the most important factor that could yet alter the equation for the better? Exposing and halting the climate engineering weather warfare insanity. Yet, even now, legions of academicians remain criminally silent on the issue. Again, what is the criminal cabal masquerading as the U.S. government instigating as biosphere collapse accelerates? They are destabilizing and toppling yet more nations. The out-of-control empire will loot, plunder, and pillage till the brutal, bitter end if the population of the United States does not wake up. Let's take another look at the immediate larger horizon. This headline from globalresearch.ca and other sources. John Bolton admits U.S.-backed coup in Venezuela is about oil, not democracy. From that report, U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton said that their coup in Venezuela is about exploiting the country's oil and natural resources. Smashing the claims of, quote, protecting democracy, end quote, in Venezuela, the United States National Security Advisor John Bolton said in an interview that they are now backing the illegal coup in South American country, Venezuela, because of oil. He said this. I played this on last week's broadcast, Bolton saying it in his own words, but let me repeat it now in this quote. It will make a big difference, Bolton said, to the United States economically, if we could have American oil companies invest in and produce the oil capabilities in Venezuela, end quote. This is what Bolton told Fox News in an interview. That's what it's about. That's what the U.S. military is for. When all you have is a hammer, and that's all the U.S. has left because the dollar is done as the global reserve currency. It's a matter of time before the American population understands just how completely, that will impact them. So now we have the U.S. military hammer left. And the criminals that run our so-called government will use that hammer in every way they can to try to sustain their power until the last possible moment. Another headline from multiple sources: Venezuela's collapse is a window into how the oil age will unravel. From that report, for all the triumphant moralizing in parts of the Western media about the failures of Venezuela's socialist experiment, there has been little reflection on the role of the horrific counter-democratic U.S. foreign policy in paving the way for a populist hunger for nationalist and independent alternatives to the U.S.-backed cronyism and the U.S.-backed dollar as well. This is all connected, all of it, including climate engineering. All of this is connected. All of it stemming and growing from the same rotten roots of corruption that have metastasized throughout this nation and others. The propagandistic demonization of countries like Venezuela and Iran will continue as the empire pursues resources. In the case of Iran, a country, as I have stated in the past many times, that has not invaded any other country for well over 200 years, while the U.S. has invaded, destabilized, and or toppled nearly 100 countries in as many years. Who is the terrorist country? And what about 9/11, the false flag event in which our own government has never allowed any legitimate investigation? Why not? Does that question even need to be answered? In the end, as they run out of options to keep them in power, what will the global power structure do? How far will they go? Will they perhaps try to create a nuclear winter by unleashing nuclear war? Is that how desperate they are to stay in power and to mask the fact that our planet is descending into Venus syndrome? Venus syndrome is not a metaphor. It is a scientific scenario. Some say, why should we try? Why should we try to fight for the greater good if things are so bad? Why not just enjoy ourselves till it's all over? To such a notion, I would say this. Is that why we are here? Is that the purpose of our lives? Is there not a greater calling for all of us? A more worthy calling? How are we to look our children in the eyes and ourselves in the mirror if we don't try to make a difference for the better with every fiber of our being? And I know it's difficult. Plato said this: those who are able to see beyond the shadows and lies of their culture will never be understood, let alone believed, by the masses. Again from Plato. But we must also consider and remember this. This time, now, is like no other in history, no other in the history of our species. What is unfolding now cannot be hidden or ignored for much longer. The seeds of awareness that we collectively sow will very soon be forced to sprout. We must continue to sound the alarm collectively. Our efforts are not in vain. They are not in vain. In closing, here is yet one more recent example of the honorless silence, denial, and betrayal that comes from the so-called halls of academia regarding the geoengineering and weather warfare issue, which they will not admit to. This is from truthout.org. The title is, As the Climate Collapses, We Ask, How Then Shall We Live? Like an unfortunate amount of others in the journalistic and academic communities, the authors of this article more or less suggest we should all lay down and die. Without ever having mentioned in any of their writings that I am aware of, the single most environmentally destructive factor of all, the climate engineering weather warfare assault, the one factor, again, that if exposed and halted could buy us some time. Not a word about the climate engineering assault. This is a true display of cowardice. I hope and pray that those who have summoned the courage to fully face the gathering storm press on in their efforts. Pretending nothing is wrong or laying down and giving up are not options. Doing our best to do our best for our children, for the web of life, and for the greater good without yielding. That is the only option. And if we all stand together, again, we may yet accomplish profound good even at this late hour. See the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for details on how you can help See the Activist Suggestions link, share credible data from a credible source, make your voice heard. It is an honor to march with you in this all-important battle for the greater good. Until next week, this is Dane Wigington with GeoengineeringWatch.org.